Welcome in to the Drew Busney Show. After 3 long weeks of nothing, we are back on a No Agenda Thursday. No Agenda Show. We'll talk about whatever comes to mind whenever we want to for as long as we want to. Get ready. You're listening to the Drew Busney Show on WRUC 89.7, the first station in the nation, live from beautiful Union College in Schenectady, New York. As always, I am Drew Busney. So happy to be alongside of you. Thank you so much for listening. We have 2 more shows this fall season before we're back in the new year. So let's get into it. And as always on this show, we start with the New England Patriots. And as someone who's really invested in the team, or really invested in Boston sports in general, I tend to find myself listening or watching the highlights of coaches and players' press conferences. And a lot of times, what they say in the press conferences is also released via the ESPN app or the 95 The Sports Hub app. It's released to the public, the snippets, the important parts. And so when I have some free time, I tend to listen to that type of stuff. And what I noticed with Gerard Mayo especially is all the blame is never on him. And I noticed it more after Drake May got his concussion, when he came out in the press conference and basically said, yeah, Drake May needs to learn how to slide. And he said that a couple other times, that he referred to it in the grammatical sense that it's like he needs to, or the team needs to, that this person needed to learn. That's up to the individual, and that's up to Drake May to learn how to slide. But I'm sitting there thinking, wait, hold on a minute, Gerard Mayo. You are the head coach of the New England Patriots. You're the head coach of a football team. Anything that a player learns, anything that people do, is up to you. You have full control over everything. You have full control of when you leave on the plane. You have full control of when the practices are. What are you doing in practice? Literally everything that happens, logistically, game plan-wise, anything ever relating to the football team, you have say in. Maybe not always full control, but you have at least a say into it. So why is it up to Drake May to learn how to slide? Why is it not up to the coaches to proactively teach him how to slide in a football game? Because if I'm not mistaken, you watched him in 4 preseason games, and you watched him through all these practices when rumor had it he was getting 40% of the first team reps. So you've had ample time to watch him. You've never once realized that he doesn't know how to slide. You wait till he does it in a game, gets concussion, which, as a tangent, we don't really know if he had a concussion. Gerard Mayo won't say. He's trying to act like Bill Belichick, but you can't act like Bill Belichick if you don't win. And right now, Gerard Mayo is just going to be a generational loser. But Gerard Mayo, why are you not proactively teaching your franchise quarterback how to slide? Because time after time again, you see quarterbacks that don't know how to slide, and they get hurt, and then bam, their career is derailed. So why is it Drake May's fault? This blame should be on Gerard Mayo. I don't know why, but he's one of those good people that know how to deflect blame. And he's perfect at it, because we're all sitting here saying, oh, it's the player's place. No, you're all wrong. It's Gerard Mayo. He is the problem with this football team. He is not cut out to be a football coach. He's a softy balloon man. He is nothing but, you know, I don't even know what he is. There's nothing to describe. He's not a football coach. He sits out there. He thinks like, oh, yeah, I'm a football coach. I'm just going to smile and I can do everything. And who cares if I win or lose? Because I'm the football coach. Yay. He's terrible. He's a loser. He should have never been hired in the first place. Because who cares about the record? We don't have a good football team. But it's the messages that he communicates and what he does, his actions, his words, that just, even when this team is good, I think we're always going to be held back by him. Because you can't call out players. You can't say, oh, your players are soft. Oh, he doesn't know how to slide. When there are so many errors in the game plan, in clock management, when you're hurting your team either more or as much as Drake Mayo can't slide and the players being soft. But to be honest, I really don't think it's players, because if you look at this team, not much has changed from Bill Belichick. And if you look at the defense now lets up 30 odd points a game. Last year it was like 10 points, give or take 2 or 3 more. It was like we were always at between 6 and 13 points. So The only thing that changed between the team, the defense last year and the defense this year, is the coaching. It's DeMarcus Covington, the defensive coordinator. It's Jerod Mayo, the defensive-minded head coach. So, at the end of the day, the blame is not on the players. It's on the coaches. And Jerod Mayo does a good job of deflecting that onto the players when he should be getting most of that attack. And the offense is a whole another story. The offense has problems of its own, and we'll get to that. But if we just want to look at the defense right now, it should be performing so much better than it is. It's underperforming wildly in every aspect of it. In the run, the pass, the sacks, the pressures, everything. And it doesn't make sense because this team is no different from being the top-rated team last year. It was the top-rated team last year, and now it's, you know, bottom five. And the only explanation is the coaching, because it's not the players. They're doing the same thing. They're just being taught different things and being told to do different things. So at some point, the media needs to get their head out of their behind and realize that it's Jerod Mayo and DeMarcus Covington who's letting this team down. It's not the players. The players are doing fine. The players are not soft. I can tell you that. It's the coaches that are soft. And they're going to sit back here because they have Jerod Mayo has no idea what he's doing. And he's going to basically say, yeah, I am not the problem. He's like the stereotypical man. He's like, I'm not the problem. It's everyone else around me. I'm not going to realize that I'm causing my team wins. But, you know, whatever. We're not going to get into that because I don't want to go off on a tangent and say anything bad. But the offense, and it's not great, but it got better when Drake May got in. And you can see the obvious holes in the team. And it's the offensive line. And to be honest, I used to say it was the wide receivers, but I don't really know anymore, because how do you know if your wide receivers are good when your quarterback has like 3 seconds to throw the ball? If Drake May had time to throw the ball and we could see what he could actually do, and we gave the wide receivers like time to get open when your quarterback wasn't running around or getting sacked, then we might have a general idea of how good they were. And I think they're average, or just about average. I still think we're missing that superstar, but I think our wide receivers are cut out to make in this league. I think there still are too many drops. But hopefully, you know, we can coach and we can fix those, and it's not going to be, oh, yeah, he needs to learn how to coach. Jerod Mayo saying he needs to learn how to catch. No, Jerod Mayo, teach him how to catch. That is your job. Your job is to coach the players to do better. It's not for the players to just coach themselves and be on their own all the time. It's not for Jalen Polk to be, okay, I need to learn how to catch. No, it's, hey, Jalen Polk, I'm Jerod Mayo. I'm the coach. I'm going to help you learn how to catch. We are going to do this together. It's not only on you. To be honest, it's mostly on me, because I'm the coach's football team. Anything that happens is my fault. Because at the end of the day, you are responsible for everything. It's like the family rule. Anything good, okay, Jerod Mayo gets the credit. Anything bad, Jerod Mayo gets the credit. It's like that family rule you learn in psychology. And at this point, enough is enough. Jerod Mayo, get off your high horse. Get off thinking that, oh, great, I'm the head coach of a football team, I can do whatever I want. No, you are a terrible coach. You deserve the blame. To be honest, you should have been fired 4 games ago. I don't know why, but the anger I'm feeling towards Jerod Mayo is greater than the anger I've ever felt towards Bill Belichick. I thought Bill Belichick wasn't doing well, and I thought that he was making some mistakes with most of the personnel, and I thought he coached fine. And that was fine, because I felt like we always had a shot with the preparation and the game plan and how the team was going to come out with Bill Belichick. Regardless of our roster, I thought that we were always going to be a competitive team. And now when the intro music goes on for Fox or CBS, and I'm not going to say NBC or ESPN or Amazon, because we're never going to have a primetime game again. But when the players come out and the game starts, I'm not confident that our team is in a position to win. It used to be that the coaches put the players in a position, and all the players had to do was execute. Do your job, as Bill Belichick said, which is perfect. But now with Jerod Mayo, it feels like the players come out and they're kind of clueless. They have no idea what the game plan is. They're not really ready to go to the game. And now the players have to perform with no support system. There was not the clutch of being prepared that Bill Belichick brought. It's Now we're out in the open, we're stranded in the desert, and we have no what to do. We're just going to have to figure it out as the game goes on. Because Gerard Mayo and the Rutgers coaching staff are not experienced enough, number one, and are good at their jobs, number two, to put this team in a position before the game even starts to win, which is what all the good coaches in the NFL do. We go into the game not prepared, not a step ahead. We are on the back foot from the minute we get on the field. And so we automatically are losing because the other teams are prepared. They know if they have to win. We are trying to find it throughout the game. And that is never going to create a winning season and a chance to be in the playoffs. And the two wins we have, I'm just going to say, they were lucky wins. We have no right to win those games. We were the worst team. The other team just didn't play well that week. We have no right to be 2-6. We should technically be 0-8. This is your reminder that you're listening to WRUC 89.7, the first station nation live from Schenectady, New York. As always, I'm your host, Drew Busney. We have one more show in the fall before we're back on campus in January. We'll be back. I'll be less busy, so we'll be back hopefully every week for 10 weeks during that time. The end of the Patriots season. We'll have the draft to talk about, preparing for the draft. We'll have the Celtics, the Bruins, Red Sox spring training will be up. So I have a lot to talk about, and I can't wait to do that with you. So let's get to the Celtics game last night. Celtics-Warriors, TD Garden. Steve Kerr back in the Garden, and the boos were not what they thought they were going to be. The crowd did not show up. And I thought he was getting destroyed. I thought he was going to get the Kyrie Irving treatment. And he got booed for 30 seconds, and then who really cared about it? But, I mean, I was pissed. Oh, yeah, it's a math problem, Steve Kerr, that you're not going to play Jason Tatum, the best player in the league in the Olympics. But who cares? That was all clouds over the game, or whatever the saying is. Who even knows? But when the game started, the Celtics, I just felt, were a little flat-footed. And I'm not even going to sit here and say I'm worrying, because that game was without Porzingis and Brown, and Tatum didn't really play well, and we kind of got off to a bad start. But we overcame a 14-point deficit, but the only thing I'm still a little bit worried at, it's the last 2 minutes, because I felt like in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, we did a good job. All those games were close, and we pulled it out. And maybe it's just because, you know, the regular season, for the Celtics at least, really doesn't matter. Like, we're going to go to the playoffs. Like, who really cares? Like, who cares if we win one more game? Like, we're already in the playoffs before the season even starts. But I just worry that I'd rather us play bad for 45 minutes and play well in those last 2 minutes. Because if we play bad, we're still a good team. Like, our bad is still very good. But that's the only thing that worries me. Out of the 8 games that they've played so far, the only thing that worries me is clutch time. Because our team is good for the first 45 minutes. We can adapt, like the Patriots, to what we need to do to win the game. To what the other team is showing us defensively and offensively to change our game plan to win. And that's what good teams do. Because we have a good coach in Joe Mazzulla. And that's what it takes to win in leagues. It takes a good coach. And if you haven't realized yet, that is the point of this whole conversation. Going from the Patriots to the Celtics. The whole point is that a good coach puts you in a position to succeed. It gains trust, builds confidence, it builds a winning unit. And without the coach as the forefront, as the first step, you can never truly have a winning team. And that's what the Patriots need to learn. And whether that's an intervention with Gerard Mayo, or that's firing him and starting over again, something needs to happen. But this is a short Drew Busney show. I'm going to go get better after my COVID vaccine today. I'm going to go rest, rejuvenate, and I'll be back next week for our final show. Thank you very much.